ancient skeletons excavated under the city of York in northern England have archaeologists wondering if they've discovered a cemetery full of fallen Roman gladiators. The first of the skeletons was discovered in 2003. Since then, more than 80 have been identified. At least one revealed bite marks from a large carnivore, maybe a lion or tiger. Others had been decapitated. The remains date from the 2nd and 3rd centuries, the period during which the Romans occupied northern England, and we're joined by the chief executive of the York Archaeological Trust. That's the group that conducted the research. His name is John Walker. Mr. Walker, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
And what was it that made you first start to think that this could be a Roman cemetery full of the remains of gladiators?
We started coming along a lot of decapitated burials. In other words, there we had skeletons, and somebody chopped their heads off and thrown them in the grave. They were big men for the time, very muscular, and also they had very strong, one arm was very strong, so they'd been using one arm an awful lot through their life.
You said you could tell they were very muscular, and I can't quite figure out how you would know that. I'm assuming all you're working with is bones, right?
Yeah, and the interesting thing is, if you've got really big muscles, the parts where they're connected to the bone will actually grow more at those connection points. So practice will make you bigger.
So you put these pieces together, one arm stronger, muscular men, heads cut off, and you think, could be a scene of gladiators.
Could be, and then you start getting the little twists. Some of them have been hit on the head with a hammer. That has always been suspected as a thing that happens to some gladiators. So they get hit on the head first to render them unconscious. And then, of course, finally, we have this lovely bone with this lion or tiger bite. And there are no lions or tigers in England that have ever roamed free.
Now, how could you tell it was a lion or tiger bite in the bone?
Well, I'm not the particular expert, but the osteopathologist has done an awful lot of study of injuries to human bones, and it's a CSI moment. The only thing that will fit the mark on the bone is lion or tiger.
Well, what are the alternate theories of what this could be? If it weren't gladiators, what's maybe a less sexy theory of what these folks
could be? The less sexy, more humdrum theory is that they are actually prisoners.
Ah.
Believe it or not, it was a privilege if you're a Roman citizen to be decapitated. So could these guys all actually be military guys that have been executed for desertion or whatever? Of course, where it falls apart is on this tiger bite. Later on, we're going to conduct a real experiment. On the 14th of June, we're going to open up a website with the basic evidence on it and invite the public to vote.
I see. Everybody gets a say in this.
So everybody gets a say, which I think is a good way of introducing people to the problems of archaeology.
John Walker, thank you for talking with us.
It's been a pleasure.
John Walker is the chief executive of the York Archaeological Trust. We've been talking about a site in northern England that may be a Roman gladiator cemetery.